aren't they precious? I mean, they're just so precious. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So it's calving season now. Some guys pull their bulls, and so they have calve once or twice a year. I don't pull my bulls. My bulls are with my cows year round, and there are some guys that would say that's not the way to do it, and that's fine. That's just not what I do. So we calve, but still predominantly in the spring and fall. That's just kind of the way it works out. Most of our cows calve in the spring or fall. It's not real. Every once in a while we'll have a little sporadic birth in the middle of the summer or whatever, but most of our calving happens in the spring or fall. It's just the way it works. But we've had a pretty good looking calf crop this spring, and every year we have because we're growing our herd, every year we have a few more calves than we did the year before, and it's just the way it goes. New life is just exciting, right? It's just probably one of my favorite. We spend most of our time during the summer baling hay. We spend more time in the hay field than we do with the cows. And so when a calf's born, that's just kind of, it's kind of a breakup of the monotony of being in the hay field. And so, I enjoy new life. I just enjoy new life. Even if a mama gets after me from time to time, I enjoy new life. It's just a good thing. It kind of makes this life a little more enjoyable. I mean, I enjoy it anyway, but it makes it a little more enjoyable when there's new life thrown into the mix. One of my favorite elements of farming is the element of new life. And I got to tell you, there's some words of Jesus in the very end of the Bible, the book of Revelation. Revelation 21 verse 5, where Jesus says, and I love this, he says, "I'm making all things new." Now, what does that mean? Oh, you're going to get me fired up. What that means and what Jesus is talking about is there's coming a day, listen to me, there's coming a day when all of the brokenness of this world, all the disease of this world, all the sin in this world, everything that is wrong on planet Earth, everything that hurts, everything that is wearing out, everything, all the aches and pains, arthritis, dementia, Alzheimer's, cancer, HIV, AIDS. I mean, let's just roll. Diabetes. I may have already said that. I don't know. The list goes on and on and on and on. All of those things, which, listen, somebody may not have cancer because of bad decisions they've made. They may not have, they don't have dementia because of bad decisions they've made. But all brokenness and pain and disease is a product of the fall. There would be no disease if sin hadn't entered into the Garden of Eden, right? It's death is all a result of sin. The Bible says that. So can I just tell you, there's coming a day when all of that will be history. Jesus says in the book of Revelation, he's going to make all things new. Clean, white, fresh, pure, all of that stuff's going to be gone. And so every time there's new life on the farm, it's just a reminder of the fact, this little innate, ingrained reminder in creation that God has given us, that there's coming a day when all things are going to be new, old things are going to be gone, and everything's going to be refreshed, clean, new again. Aging is going to be history. Disease is going to be gone. Death will be no more. Praise God, that day's coming. Listen, if you're not ready for that day, if you're not ready for the day that Jesus comes back to take all of us who have put our faith and trust in Him back to this eternal place called heaven, can I just encourage you today, put your faith and trust in Christ to have your sin dealt with today before it's eternally too late. If you'd like to know what that means more, if you've got questions, reach out to us through the LifeWord page. Someone would be glad to talk to you more about what that means. Listen, I love you. I appreciate you for joining me on the tailgate today. Have a great week, and until next time, I will see you next time on a tailgate.